want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was making a change to his trip to Russia this week. Pompeo called off a stop in Moscow set for Monday and is now instead in Brussels to meet with European leaders to discuss Iran and other issues. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says she just learned of Pompeo's visit.
We will be here all day with a busy agenda, so we will see during the day how and if we manage to arrange a meeting. He's always welcome, obviously, but there are no precise plans for the moment.
Avengers Endgame has retained its number one position at the domestic box office for a third week in a row, although Pokemon made the stateside battle somewhat close. The Marvel blockbuster beat newcomer Detective Pikachu, with Endgame earning $61.3 million stateside.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The movie's cumulative global box office is now $2.4 billion, with the superhero installment only second to James Cameron's all-time earner, Avatar. Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers Detective Pikachu still made a solid entrance with $58 million in North American ticket sales in 4,200 theaters. Young men showed up the biggest numbers, with males making up 56% of the audience, 57% of which were under 25, according to The Hollywood Reporter.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Pope John Paul II was shot and seriously wounded in St. Peter's Square by a Turkish assailant. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Oh, I gladly could say once again, the gang is all here.
Yes, we are, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, before we jump into the news, Miles, is this, have we already talked about this Illinois Senate vote to bar Donald Trump from the 2020 ballot?
No, we hadn't talked about that yet.
I didn't think so. But what's going on in your state? That I see that they want his tax returns. They say if you don't give us your tax returns, you can't be on our ballot. What say you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you nailed it when you said, look, Trump doesn't have a prayer in Illinois anyway, so what difference does it make anyway?
Sure, California's threatening the same thing. And I sit and I look at it, and I listen, I got two different ways of seeing this. The first is that if I'm the Trump campaign, I wasn't going to spend a penny there. I didn't expect to win either state, so whatever. They don't have a threat because they don't have a stick, and that was kind of how I saw that. But then I started thinking about people like you that are living in both states. There are good conservative American Republicans that would have liked to have had a candidate, and your state government seems to be willing to silence your vote.
Yeah, but I'm not really in shock about that.
I just listen, I got to do the unpatriotic song here. I think that for them to take your choice away, whether he was going to win or not in your state, for them to take your choice away is the most un-American act I can think of out of their partisan depravity. That's how I see it. Lud, are you seeing it different than us?
No, when I brought this to our attention, there's 13 states trying to do this. And my big thing was, is voter suppression. All we hear from the left is voter suppression, and they're talking about doing it at a statewide level against roughly 45% of the population of that state, maybe?
Do you have a list of the states, Lud?
I don't have the full list, but I know, if I remember right, it's California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts.
Well, so you're not remembering right because you said 13 and you got to 4 or 5, but... And I'm not dogging you, but somewhere during the show, if you have a chance, Ludwig, will you Google that up and get the states? Because the states that you just rattle off for certain, no American, I'm going to get in trouble saying this, but an American isn't going to win in those states. They're all Marxists. So if you're not Marxist, you're G-I-T, get. They don't, they thought, Miles, your folks down there think very different. That's all.
Yeah,
you know,
the thing that I think is fun about that is that I don't remember being able to opt out paying my state tax.
Oh, you should opt out. You should say, unless the Illinois governor gives me his taxes from 30 years ago, I don't have to pay my my income tax.
Right. I mean, and so what happened to, what was it, taxation without representation?
Yeah, but listen, they don't like that. Constitution, remember that. They think it's archaic. The concept that we want to have an instrument that bars the power of government is beyond their imagination. They want to bar the people, which is why I was talking earlier in a different recent show about the differences between the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and the 10 amendments on our Bill of Rights. Folks, if you lay them side by side, you'll understand why I've got shrillness in my voice, because they reject the Constitution. Miles, they reject your right to vote for who you wish for. But to your point, they don't reject the right to pilfer your pockets.
Exactly.
Marxists are a tough thing to understand in an otherwise free country. Listen, split with Barr. During the week, FBI Director Wray says surveillance not the same as spying. So I joke, it depends on what your definition of is for the older people in the room. And this is where I get to say attorneys sure think different. I'm just telling you, they do. And it begs the question, folks, if I were to bug your phones and install one of my operatives in your workplace to watch everything you do and report to me, would you feel like you've been spied on or surveilled?
I think it's six of one, half dozen of another.
It really is. But I think what this guy is doing, I think he's defending the FBI at the expense of truth. That's the first part. But he's relying on FISA court. And that gets me the two elements. On one hand, the FISA court was lied to. There's no question about that. We're getting ready to see a report on that from the Inspector General. That topic aside, I challenge the existence of a secret court in the first place. Tell me which founding father would have went thumbs up to that idea. A secret court? Yes, sir. What do you think, Lud? Is it spying or surveillance?
It's spying.
I know what the Soviet Union would call it. It's spying. And that's what we'd call it when we were surveilling them. We called it spying.
Yeah, we don't hire surveillers, we hire spies.
Yeah, well, Miles might be right. We might be splitting hairs here, since you put it that way, Lud.
Yeah, it's 18 states, by the way.
Do you have them?
It doesn't have like a list, but it talks about New Jersey, Washington.
The state of Washington?
Yes.
Which is really the city of Seattle and all of the poor schmucks that are stuck with the city of Seattle.
Yeah, it's already failed in Mississippi, New Mexico, and New Hampshire.
What do you mean failed?
They voted on it at the state level, and it's already failed to pass.
Well, it will pass in the screwball states.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question it will pass in places like California. But I don't think they're even going to – well, it'll probably be just a House vote or an Assembly vote, depending on what state we're making reference to in most of those states. So we'll see. I don't know. I think that – I'm not opposed to Director Ray, but I think that was a bridge too far for him to split the hairs on spying versus surveillance. Listen, Ludwig, something else you shared with us was candidate Senator Corey Spartagus. Americans should be thrown in jail if they won't give up their guns.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, please, start with me, Corey Spartagus. These people, when we talk about terms like Cold Civil War, and we're blessed that is not found fire yet, when morons like that, he's seeking to spark that fire, perhaps out of idiocy. I don't want to think it's purposeful. I got to pray it's about idiocy. His candidacy is in free fall, and so he's looking for a Hail Mary, but he's not doing it at my expense. I'm just telling you, it ain't happening. So if you're an anti-gunner and you're listening to me, you better call Corey, because I'm not surrendering. Lud, well, you shared this with us. What's your opinion?
Well, the idea that he is going off spouting that there are assault rifles on the streets in communities, which is what this is about.
Right. What he meant is that there are semi-automatic varmint rifles. And if he wasn't dumber than an ice cube, he wouldn't talk until he knew what he was talking about. That's why he's failing in his campaign. Because he's dumber than an ice cube. Not even the Marxists want to support him.
No, and on top of that, he wants that if you don't return it, a buyback to the government, that you will be imprisoned after a certain period of days.
Yep.
Then they want to have a federal license now where you have to have an interview, a background check, a five-year license.
Right. Like I said,
I'm pretty sure the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed.
This is a classic. It's a classic case of drive up, Bigfoot, because I will not surrender. And it's exactly that mode that threatens the peacefulness of our country. Listen, guys, we've got to go to a break, but we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Thank you for joining us. You didn't miss... Well, I can't say you didn't miss much, but you didn't miss most of the show if you hang out with us for the rest of it. And then you'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think that was kind of convoluted,
but,
accurate.
If you weren't with us right at the beginning, you did miss some stuff that you should have been hanging on to here.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Guys, before I move away from Corey Spartacus, I got a dog in this hunt. I've got a firearms license. I sell a lot of guns. When I listen to Corey Spartacus talking about remove the Second Amendment, it sets both my hairs on fire. The overwhelming majority of the folks that purchase firearms are families. Families. It's not what MSNBC, Corey Spartacus, or CNN wanted to. It's the opposite. It is literally the opposite of what these folks would have you believe if you're not in the gun community. I find it to be absolutely insulting that they would try to seek political bonus and fundraising on yours and my Bill of Rights. That's really what they're doing. They're saying to their screwball hair on fire committee on the far extreme left, send us $100 and we'll protect you from the Bill of Rights. That's how I want you to think of this, because that's the effect of what Corey Spartacus is asking for. So, Ludwig, did you know you were throwing me a fireball when you stuck that on the list?
Oh, yeah.
That was
a steak in front of a dog.
Listen, this is not about guns, just so you know that, folks. It really isn't about guns. It's about our right to do this show. That's the First Amendment. It's about my right as a writer, even though I'm not a great one, it's my right to do it. It's about our right to stand in the town hall on a soapbox and say what we believe. It's the First Amendment. And Miles Bauer, to your consistent point, it isn't there to protect us when we agree with each other. It's to protect those who are offering a dissenting opinion that we passionately disagree with. Is that right?
Exactly.
It stops the government from surveillance, by the way.
I was going to say, isn't the Fourth Amendment to prevent us from being surveilled for having a conversation?
Yep, and now what we've got is we've got our cell phones surveilling us, tied into police departments all over the United States, and they're surveilling us. It's a breach of the Fourth Amendment, and our response as a culture is, oh, well, what can we do? I like my cell phone more than I do my Bill of Rights. Well, what I'm telling you on that path is that the end of it is dystopia. That's what I'm telling you. Once you work your way through rationalizing each of the Bill of Rights away, at the end of the path, welcome to dystopia. I'm begging you folks to slow down and pay attention. The point of this show, by the way, someone asked me, what is your actual goal with the show? It's supposed to be entertaining, but I got to tell you, it's I pray and hope that we're causing folks to think. That's what I pray and hope. Even if you don't agree with me, I'm okay with that. We just need to think. Speaking of someone that doesn't think, Pelosi, Trump is goading us to impeach him. I'm sorry, that's funny. It makes me feel a little bit better. Miles is our resident Trumpublican. Is President Donald Trump trying to goad Pelosi and her squad into impeachment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you think about some of the numbers coming out around, 60 or 70% of the people don't want impeachment. This is just strictly the hair on fire committee once is dying for impeachment. And basically Trump saying, yeah, go ahead and impeach me, because that'll just go ahead and guarantee he will have 2020 in his back pocket.
Listen, I agree with that, but Pelosi is probably correct in the part that they've got themselves in checkmate here. Because 57%, this is a poll from Rasmussen, 57% of Democrats believe President Trump guilty of treason. Now listen, folks, that's just idiocy. I'm sorry. That's where partisanship has overloaded your reason machine. But it's the quandary that Pelosi and her ilk have caused themselves with their 24/7 for 3 years of just absolute wall-to-wall attack. It's caused those folks that are not tuned into the details to go, yeah, jeepers, he must be guilty. That's all we've been hearing for 3 years. He's guilty. Must be guilty. Now she's at a point where they don't have the means to impeach. Yeah, they could charge him, but they're not going to find him guilty. So what does that do? It causes them the 2020 election. But how does she appease 57% of the Democratic voters that she's convinced of something opposite with? That's a trick bag, isn't it, Miles?
Yeah, exactly.
What does she do? What would you advise her? If you were Nancy Pelosi's advisor, other than telling her to retire, what would you tell her to do?
Well, I mean, as we've documented on the show, the Democrats are not overrun with a lot of logic. So, they have a lot of emotion going on over there. So I would probably be the wrong person to ask for advice.
Ludwig, what would you advise Nancy Pelosi to do about her quagmire she's built for herself?
Shut her mouth?
You think if she just shut up and sat down that things would get better over time?
Yeah.
I don't know whether she's the mouthpiece for the media or if they're the mouthpiece for her. And I mean that sincerely, folks. I've not been able to figure out who the tail is and who the head is between the Democrat Party leadership and the media. I honestly can't tell who's running their show. The media has certainly, by their own admission, sought to become the fourth branch of government. I don't know if they've succeeded or not, but they've certainly tied themselves in. Lud, let's hit on one of your favorite topics, since you got me with the Bill of Rights one from Corey Spartacus. On your topic, Michigan Senate okays sweeping changes to Michigan's no-fault insurance law. Lud, what say you?
So far from reading what I saw passed, it sounds like a law I'm pleased passed. The problem is Governor Taxmore has already said she will veto it immediately.
Does she articulate, and I mean this sincerely, does Governor Taxmore, does she offer a reason? What does she think is terrible about this Senate bill?
She thinks that it allows the auto insurance companies to pick and choose who they want to give discounts to.
Okay, but does she think it's okay for us to be the highest insurance in the nation?
Well, let's think about that. She's trying to make us the highest gas tax in the nation.
So she she's hung up on the concept of being number one. And listen, I guess I am slightly being a little bit flippant here, but it would seem to me that Governor Taxmore, if she didn't like this, would say, I'm going to veto it, and I'm going to suggest we do X, Y, Z, rather than saying, no, I'm going to veto it, and allow folks, even those that voted for me, to continue to pay more auto insurance than anybody else in the nation. That's insanity. That, by the way, forget insanity or sanity, that's about as poor, childlike, novice politics as somebody can get. And I tell you that, folks, I spent a lifetime, adult life, engaged in politics from a grassroots point of view. So I look at it through that prism. But when I watch, when I, by the way, I can sit back with Snyder and Grand Tax before Snyder and say that they did this good and that not so good. And I'll do the same thing with Gretchen Taxmore. I've just not saw anything good from her yet because of things like this. Say, I'm going to veto it because it should be X, Y, Z. Then the folks can say yes or no. But now I'm just going to veto it because I'm thick-headed and I don't care about the folks that voted for me. Ludd, am I misinterpreting it?
No, you're absolutely right. And what I know is, like, our senator here, Roger Victory, voted yes. And was one of his big campaign promises is why I supported him.
Right, yep.
Reform.
Ludd, hold that thought because we're over. We've got to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China is planning to increase tariffs next month on $60 billion worth of American goods. This is days after the U.S. increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Many people are wondering when all these tariffs will start affecting their pocketbooks. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember,
the large retailers in general are in a position to absorb some of it, but not all of it. They'll end up having to pass some of it through.
The markets did open sharply lower on Monday, and the Dow is currently down over 500 points. At the age of 97, Hollywood actress Doris Day has passed away. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gonna take a sentimental journey.
Doris Day was 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she passed early today at her Carmel Valley, California home.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you're listening to the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look at your next opportunity, RenegadeRiver.com.
It was a moment of brilliance on Brian Thomas's part to refer you to RenegadeRiver.com.
It just takes me over for a few seconds at this time of the day.
Absolutely, it does. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, and we're joined today by John Conradi. Am I saying your name right, John?
You are.
Absolutely wonderful. You are with the Campaign for Sustainable RX Pricing. Is that correct?
Yep.
John, tell us what it is that you folks are working on.
So the Campaign for Sustainable Drug Pricing is really a broad-based coalition of leaders in the healthcare space, so everyone from physicians and nurses and hospitals to health plans, pharmacists, and the AARP working together to advocate bipartisan market-based solutions to bring down the price of prescription drugs in America.
So this is a national organization, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Listen, I might be lost in a lot of internet nonsense, so you'll have to help me. I've been told over the years that one of the things that holds up the prescription pricing in the United States was a subsidy of the Canadian prescription pricing structure under their socialist system. John, am I off in the weeds with that statement?
Well, you know, there's so many things that get tossed around as contributors to rising prescription drug prices for U.S. consumers, but really the most fundamental thing that drives up prices is the lack of competition and the fact that in the United States, and really only here, Big Pharma is able to take advantage of the patent system and existing laws and regulations to extend essential monopolies on drugs long beyond what Congress originally intended for them to have as a period of exclusivity on a truly new invention. And so they use these gimmicks to often extend coverage, say, 36, 40 years, where there can be no generic competitor that can help drive the price down.
Listen, and this is, I'm not trying to be facetious when I say this, and I guess it's kind of a question, but I'm 58, run into some health problems myself over the winter. Before that, John, I hadn't really, I mean, politically I'm aware of the pricing structure for prescriptions, but I don't know that it necessarily impacts the overall majority of the United States, which are in reasonably good health and on average much younger than I am. And I think that part of the problem is that we don't have a lot of the active voters directly being impacted, so they're not demanding that their legislators take action.
I think you've seen, really, the issue sort of increase in visibility as more and more folks begin to get affected because prices have really begun to increase at a rate that's getting out of control. You know, over the last 5 years, brand-name drug makers have increased prices at 10 times the rate of inflation. And so you've seen, particularly for drugs that folks need to survive, things like insulin, I think you've seen an increase in kind of the outrage and the demand that Washington do something to curb the consistently rising prices of
prescription
drugs.
I'm not in favor of price fixing, and I think that's a knee-jerk reaction often on I remember in my youth watching what Nixon did with oil. I'm opposed to that because that's more problematic than higher prices. But are you saying that by altering our current patent structure that it would allow more folks to the table with competition to drive these prices down?
Well, you bring up an excellent point. We have to make sure that the solutions that we're pursuing and that policymakers in Washington are pursuing are going to actually address the problem, and lower prices are going to have unintended side effects that are negative or even outweigh the benefit. And that's why we really advocate for market-based solutions. Let's increase and boost competition and transparency to bring prices down. You know, there are things that pharma does that are as silly as filing patents because they've changed the color of a pill casing. And that allows them to extend their patent protection, keep potential right. competitors from coming into the market. And that's what allows them to keep raising prices, and that's what keeps prices high.
So listen, just this past week, on exactly what you just said, John, I take a medication called amitriptyline. I love to meet people that come up with these things. By the way, it's a very nasty narcotic. But they changed the shape of it, and the price went. My copay price went up $40. Now, I've got Federal Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's a very good insurance. But my copay went up dramatically. And I look at the bottle in front of me, and I'm thinking, wow, when you think of what they could pay, how much could an electrician do? How much could Brian Thomas do as working in the studios here? Did they really do that much if I tried to translate that to the labor of the average American? And the answer is no, it's just a ripoff. But, John, if I go to an overnight stay in any hospital in the United States, the average cost of a cotton ball is $10. And I add that part because when I look at the medical industry in total, they're just like the pharmaceutical industry. They've got us in a headlock, and they know it.
Well, you know, pharma makes higher profit margins than really anyone else in the healthcare industry, really almost of any industry. And they're banking profits at record rates. We just saw the first three quarters of this year, all of those companies just announced their earnings, and they essentially ran a sweep of besting profit expectations, even as there's been greater scrutiny of their pricing. So I think it's a big issue. And no question that Big Pharma has always, as often as they thought that they could get away with raising prices from an optics perspective, they have increased price. And there's nothing really that compels or incentivizes them not to do that to maximize profits.
Is there you mentioned Democrats, or you talked about bipartisan. Is there genuine agreement between Democrats and Republicans as to what the path forward should be, or is that another bumpy ride that we're seeing in D.C.?
Well, you know, I mean, in a deeply divided Washington, it does seem that drug pricing and lowering the cost of prescription drugs might be the one area where there is a real shot at a big bipartisan action. The White House and Democrats in the Democratic-controlled House agree on a number of solutions, things like the CREATES Act that would target some of those patent gimmicks we were talking about earlier. So there's a good chance. As with anything, it's all about kind of keeping the ball moving down the field and keeping attention and focus on the right solutions, because there is disagreement on when you get into things that are non-market-based solutions. There are things on both sides that then the bipartisan unity on the issue can fall apart. A perfect example is the Trump administration has proposed this regulation called the rebate rule that would increase premiums on Medicare Part D seniors and cost taxpayers over $200 billion, with a goal of lowering out-of-pocket costs for seniors on Medicare Part D. But it's the kind of example of a non-market-based solution that has all these negative side effects that is counterproductive as folks try to move the ball down the field on drug pricing.
So John, this is Ludwig. I want to preface this with I'm all for what you're doing. I think we do need lower prescription prices. The question I would have for you then is, how do we prevent these big pharmas from just taking the difference that they would make in those extended patent years and just front-loading that in the initial patent years and increasing the price three or four times in the beginning? How do we stop that from happening?
You know, it's because pharma essentially already is kind of charging the highest prices they think they can get away with in order to get on the formularies required for insurance to cover a drug. There's only so high they can gouge the price. So I don't know that there's as much of a concern about them really kind of front-loading that. There certainly are practices when a drug is coming near the end of its period of exclusivity. We've seen big pharmaceutical manufacturers hike the price a bunch of times at a really rapid rate.
John, I got to jump in because we're almost off the time and it's a hard break. Tell folks how to get a hold of your organization, John.
please check us out at csrxp.org. Get in touch with us, and it'd be great to get you all involved.
John, thank you very much. John Connery, we will have you back on. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We aren't finished yet, so we're going to pick back up.
We are jumping in it, folks. Listen, guys, I don't know if this is where this fellow is going or not, but he's at least near the path that I think we should be on. A former Roger Stone associate plans to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of Mueller's appointment. And I'm trying to find enough facts here. Listen, I've questioned the concept of a special prosecutor from the get-go. I questioned it during the Clinton administration. I continue to question it. I can't imagine, to use my cliche, of sitting down with Thomas Jefferson and explaining to him the concepts of a special federal prosecutor, a FISA court, any of that stuff. I have a tough time with this. So when I saw this article, it's at foxnews.com, it grabbed my interest. Miles Bauer, what say you? Is that the direction that this fellow is trying to take that debate?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of separate a special investigator from a FISA court.
I do, too, except for it's all the part of the broken justice system we have.
Yeah, but I think he's got a stronger argument if he was going after the FISA court than if he's going after the independent counsel.
I'm not trying to – I want to get an understanding. Do you support the concept of a special prosecutor, a special investigator, whatever term is popular this week?
Well, so I'm going to be squiddy here.
Yeah.
And say I don't know. Relative to an independent counsel, only given the fact that if I'm if I'm just attempting to investigate something from a legal perspective, is that necessarily against the Constitution? That one, I'll freely admit I'm squishy on. But a FISA court, that clearly seems to be against the Constitution.
Lud, what say you on both topics? Are you squishy with Miles, or are you adamant one way or another?
No, my first question would be, is why we have the DOJ if we're hiring special prosecutors? Like, that's what the DOJ's job is.
That's exactly right. That's my view of it. We have a Department of Justice, so we don't need, in my view, Miles, I'm not trying to debate you, but I think it's a duplication without any form of oversight. This guy's got his straw stuck right in the federal treasury, drew out some $35 million, contacted people all over the world. I don't know that that is within his realm. I have a tough time with that, but go ahead, Ludwig.
Well, and that's what this gentleman's talking about with this thing, is that he's actually using a quote from Brett Kavanaugh in 98 that stated that a special counsel should be appointed in the manner constitutionally mandated for high-level executive branch officials, meaning it has to be appointed by the Senate.
Right.
And he wasn't appointed by the Senate. He was appointed by an inferior authority.
So he's saying without
alone, this is unconstitutional.
So he's saying without Senate consent and approval that this guy is unconstitutional.
Yes.
Listen, I think I probably agree with that. And I'm with you on one part, Miles. If I had to spend all of my energy attacking one or the other, I couldn't get any more opposed to the concept of a FISA court. I agree with you that they're not tied together. I recognize that. I think they're both abysmal uses of a small R Republican form of self-governance. If one has to absolutely go away and I got to make a trade, I'll keep the special investigator, not call him a special prosecutor, and I get rid of FISA entirely. Lud, I think you are spot on, and that's the second time for this millennia.
The only question is, why do we have an inspector general?
When we've already got a Department of Justice and an entire investigative body, I agree. But listen, that doesn't have oversight. Look, before we run out of time, Biden takes 32-point lead over Bernie. What do you think, Miles? Is Bernie cooked?
No, there's something wrong here because he lost those points in a matter of days.
Well, that's because Uncle Joe got in and somehow the media was allowed him to get past his feeling up little girls. That wasn't near as a problem as I would have guessed it'd be. But listen, I think Uncle Joe is it. So maybe there are only so many old white guys in the Democratic Party, and they have to make a decision. Which one do we support?
I think this just reeks of a flavor of the day.
You might be right. And by the way, folks, I'm reading this from The Hill. The title of it is Biden Takes 32-Point Lead Over Sanders in New 2020 Poll. Lud, what were you trying to say?
I don't think so. I've been saying since 2016, Bernie only ever had a shot because Hillary was so bad. People did not like her. They despised her. People liked Joe Biden personally. They liked his character, like his smile, his charisma. They like him. And they're going to shift as soon as they find a person that's really other candidates are likable.
Listen, I got four daughters and a bunch of granddaughters, and I don't like him. Keep your hands off my family, Uncle Joe.
I agree.
Telling you. So I don't know how they can watch that pervert and go, I like him. Did you watch what you just watched? Come on. This guy's a sicko. In my humble opinion. Yowzers. James Comey is in real trouble and he knows it. Another article from thehill.com. Miles Bauer, is James Hill really in trouble? Are we actually going to do something about the screwballs?
I don't know if we're going to do anything, but I think Comey realizes, depending on how the AG investigates what all's going on, that he's kind of got his chin sticking out.
Yeah, and by the way, since I posted that article from The Hill, I thought it went away. It's back again. Been shared, this thing about Comey, 45,000 times. James Comey's planet is getting noticeably warmer. I guess James Comey has got his own little world of global warming.
We need to do something. This is unprecedented.
So far, it's been all one way. It's been all about Democrats in a partisan fashion, folks. And by the way, I'm not asking for the counterattack from my partisan side. I want justice, and that should take in anybody, R or D, into focus.
Yes. Justice is fair. It's blind. It's supposed to be blind. It doesn't matter who you are, what status you are, what political affiliation, color, race, creed, anything. And this is wrong, and I think that most Americans, including the people on the left, see it as a problem.
Meet Denmark's new anti-Islam, anti-immigration, anti-tax party. What do you think, Miles Bauer? Did you have a chance to peruse that article?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, to say the least. I mean,
are these people really as anti as this media breakthematrix.com wants us to believe?
You know, Europe just doesn't strike me as being able to pull something like this off, though.
I would agree with you. The socialist bug has got them too deeply. But the way the media wants to portray these folks, and I've said this before on different or other topics, if the person or party or organization is right of center, it could have one foot right on the center line and the other foot on the right side of that, and the media over there immediately paints them as far right. Far right party said XYZ. Well, they're not far right. They're against a couple of your policies. That doesn't make them far right. But they do it. They vilify. And we're starting to see that, have been seeing it, I correct myself, here in the United States. So if you oppose the establishment, they vilify you. Is that correct?
Yep.
Ludwig, what do you say? You going to move to Denmark?
No, I'm not moving to Denmark.
That's because there's no sex robots in Denmark.
Yeah. I wouldn't write off Trump.
Miles, I teed him right up. He didn't even. I wished I could have saw your expression. All right, go ahead, Ludwig. I'll stop.
Historically, Europe fights back. They'll take it and take it, and then they finally wake up and they fight back and regain control. So I wouldn't necessarily write off the European countries.
When do they fight back?
Well, I mean, England was under the rule of a dictator for years that wasn't a monarch, and they fought back in Ireland.
We're going to have you back to bring us a history lesson.
Guys.
Yeah? All right. Listen, I'm hearing music. Miles Bauer, any final pearls of wisdom?
Ludwig's on some thin ice there.
I think Ludwig must have been in Denver experimenting with magic mushrooms for a moment. Did you guys see that failed?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen, folks, do me a favor. Visit RenegadeRiver.com. Go to TheMikeHewittShow.com. Or better yet, follow us on Facebook. Miles, Ludd, Brian, thank you. Folks, mostly, thank you very, very much.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are tanking and the Dow is down after China retaliated with its own set of tariff hikes on U.S. goods. Experts say the ongoing trade war between the two countries will result in higher prices for Americans on a number of basic goods. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer also reminds us,
there's never a fun time to have conflict with another country, especially over tariffs and trade and all that. And markets tell us what will be, not what has been. And of course, the markets are very nervous. This is a very serious issue. Trade with China, tariffs, quotas, all of that stuff is very serious.
The CDC says New York has 82% of the nation's 893 measles cases. That's the most since 1994, with 23 states now reporting measles. And Doris Day, at the age of 97, has passed away. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she died early today in her Carmel Valley, California home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Police honor the Savannah, Georgia officer who was killed in the line of duty. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
In Savannah, Georgia, a cop shot Saturday night responding to a robbery has died. Authorities say the suspect opened fire on 2 officers and Sergeant Kelvin Ansari died at a hospital. The other officer treated and released. The suspect was eventually shot and killed by another nearby officer.
The White House announced President Trump's intention to nominate acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to take the role on full time. Shanahan sits down with Fox News and talks about what it's like to work for President Trump.
He's a CEO. I've worked for CEOs. He's focused on outcomes and results. Will we always agree on everything? No. Are we focused? Do we have the same interests and the same focus? Yes. My job is to get the results we need to make this country successful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Generic drugs are supposed to work just as well as their name brand counterpart. Once the patent lifts, generic drug companies try to find alternative ways to manufacture the drugs that work the same but at a cheaper cost to the consumer. But is your health in danger if you take a generic drug? Catherine Eban is author of a new book titled Bottle of Lies, where she explores people that take generic medication.
As I began reporting, I was looking at
sort of regulation under an honor system by the FDA. But the more that I reported, that led me to look at what was happening in the distant manufacturing plants that are making our generic drugs.
As far as finding out where your generic drug was manufactured, EBAN says
they wouldn't have any way to tell because the country of origin is not on the dispensing label, which it probably should be. So what people probably don't know, 90% of our drug supply is generic. 40% of those drugs are manufactured in India. Another 80% of the active ingredient in all our drugs is manufactured in India and China and other foreign countries. So the key question is,